President Trump is set to give a speech in Atlanta later today, but it's what he said yesterday that is still making headlines. In a CBS News interview, the president downplayed police violence and defended the Confederate flag. And in a meandering Rose Garden news conference, he railed against rival Joe Biden. Meanwhile, Trump's trade advisor published an op-ed that slammed the country's top infectious disease expert, Anthony Fauci. For more, let's bring in NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith. Tam, let's talk about this spat between White House trade advisor Peter Navarro, who wrote this op-ed in USA Today, saying that Anthony Fauci has been wrong about everything he's interacted with him on. The White House said they did not authorize this op-ed, but it is a pattern of people from the White House attacking Fauci recently. What is going on here, and will Navarro face any consequences if this was unauthorized?
I have asked that very question and have not gotten an answer on the consequences. Mm. But two White House officials did tell me that he went rogue. This op-ed has Navarro saying that Fauci has, quote, been wrong about everything I ever interacted with him on. As a reminder, Navarro is not a trained medical professional. He is a trade advisor, but he has strong disagreements with Fauci on things, including hydroxychloroquine, the drug that President Trump had been promoting extensively to treat coronavirus, which the FDA has since said, don't do that, don't use it. Mm-hmm. It can cause heart problems. So, what's going on here is there have been unnamed White House officials who released what seemed like an opposition research dump on Fauci. And there is frustration in the White House with Fauci being sort of the be-all and end-all on the coronavirus. And Fauci has been out there saying things that conflict with the story the White House wants to tell about coronavirus. But, this is a remarkable moment to have a White House advisor publishing an op-ed attacking a top scientific advisor in the middle of a pandemic that's killed 140,000 Americans.
And a top scientific advisor who spent his entire life studying infectious diseases. Let's talk about President Trump's comments yesterday. He downplayed police violence against black people. Here he is in an interview with Catherine Herridge on CBS News.
Why are African Americans still dying at the hands of law enforcement in this country?
And so are white people. So are white people. What a terrible question to ask. So are white people. More white people, by the way. More white people.
Tam, it is true that more white people die at the hands of police, but black people are disproportionately affected. And in the same interview, the president also defended the Confederate flag.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to have quite gotten the point that protesters were trying to make about the disproportionate effect of police violence on people of color. And as for the Confederate flag, President Trump said that he knows lots of people who don't associate it with slavery and think it's great. It is a strange moment to have a president of the United States at a time when polling shows voters want to solve problems of race in America, to have a president siding with the Confederate flag at a time when the state of Mississippi and NASCAR have both banished it.
Meanwhile, Ivanka Trump was in the news. The president's daughter and advisor tweeted a photo of herself smiling and holding a can of Goya beans, along with the slogan from the company in English and Spanish. Now, Goya is being boycotted by some people after its CEO praised President Trump. But Ivanka Trump, by tweeting this out, may have also broken ethics rules that forbid product endorsements by federal employees. Will she face any consequences?
I'm going to have to go out on a limb and say it is highly unlikely, especially given that numerous people in the White House have since retweeted her tweet holding the can of Goya beans. This is an instance where people on the left didn't like what the CEO of Goya said at a White House event, said, we're going to stop eating Goya beans and other products. And then the conservative backlash to that is what Ivanka Trump was playing into with this tweet. But as you say, she is a government employee. She is an employee of the American people. And she was using an account to promote a product that is against ethics rules. But this has been done before. Kellyanne Conway has gotten dig dinged on a number of occasions for doing similar things, and there have been no noticeable consequences.
That is NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith in Washington. Tamara, thanks.
You're welcome.